Over Bill and Mary, Maryland Eastern Shore lost to Hampton 88-74. On the hard board, courts of the NBA, Washington Bullets play. Milwaukee Bucks, Cap Center tonight, tip off at 8. On ice, Caps idle last night and tonight. And Redskin Dexter Manley says Sunday's showdown with the Giants is bigger than the Redskin rivalry with Dallas. David Haynes, burnt toasting coffee time, 7:04, 4 after 7. It's Friday! Let's check the morning rush with Kim.
Also building in the district, David. This traffic update brought to you by Continental Airlines. The freeway westbound, you can expect some delays now headed to South Capitol Street. Also at Lafon Plaza, headed over to the Case Bridge. The lane's open for you. New York Avenue inbound, slow at Bladensburg and also at North Capitol Street. And Pennsylvania Avenue has some slow traffic headed into the lights at Minnesota. And expect delays inbound on the Shirley Highway beginning at Newington. It's going to stay slow for you all the way up inside of the Beltway to Seminary Road. Continental to Denver, 5 daily nonstops as low as $109. Call Continental for details. I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
All right, Redskins fans, how's the weather look for the Skins-Giants game at RFK Sunday? Here's WAVA Arlington, Washington weather. Meteorologist Bill Kamal. Bill?
Brisk.
Brisk.
And fair.
Fair.
Yeah, partly cloudy, David. Should be in the mid-40s at game time. I don't think there'll be any precipitation around until Sunday night or early Monday. Right now, at 7 o'clock, it jumped up 10 degrees at Dulles. It's 34. Same thing at National Airport, 35 at BWI. There are some clouds up there, but the day will average out mostly sunny, and we'll have a high of only 46. And tonight, clear, 18 to 25, coldest in the suburbs, and tomorrow should be sunny in the 40s, and again, partly cloudy, still cool on Sunday. For WAVA, I'm Bill Kamal.
Again, those temperatures, BWI, 35, Dulles, 34, National has 34, 34,
fun-loving degrees.
At 7:05, 5 after 7, I am David Haynes, news comment on Power 105 W.
Get on out of here before I have to throw you out. And just what makes you think you're a big enough man to do it? This is what makes me think so. Okay, you don't have to start a war.
Baby A!
Thank you, Dave. I'm
Eddie Haskell.
And I'm Lumpy.
You're taking some thyroid pills for that, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm taking a bunch of thyroid pills. It's coming along nicely, too, really.
5 minutes after 7 o'clock with Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara. We are fat.
We are white.
We are Catholic.
And we are sick about it.
And we have another winning name for the Power Porsche 944S coming up this hour. Love and more tributes to Charlie and Harrigan.
Chuck and Huck.
My Fantastic Wife and the Eat My Shorts Hotline on the air later this hour at Power 105.
Love.
Hello?
Hey.
What's your favorite radio station?
Power 105.
Who's your favorite platter spinners?
Todd and Mike and Charlie and Harrigan.
Yeah, good morning, Frida. How you doing?
I'm okay.
It's 9 after 7. Don and Mike, the morning zoo on WAVA. So big truce in our house, huh, Frida?
Yeah,
so we're going to try to get along now?
We're going to try.
What'd you say?
We're going to try.
You've been drinking? I know you wish you could.
That's the only way the truce is going to work.
I only got one more thing to say to you. One more thing to say to you. Next time I fall in love.
So all quiet.
It'll be with you,
baby.
That's all I wanted to say. The next time I fall in love, maybe it'll be with you.
Are you talking to me or Mike?
I'm talking to you.
Not to me, Frida. Come on now.
So everything's cooled down at our house, huh?
Yeah, the referees are coming over today. We're going to put them in the guest room. They're going to live here.
And although all of our neighbors don't have to wear those protective radioactive clothing things anymore, those white, what do you call those white things that they have to wear? Like, you know,
asbestos.
Like a space suit.
Asbestos.
Asbestos. Asbestos.
I thought you meant the flak jackets they wore.
Yeah, those two. So listen, today is the anniversary of the day Charlie and Harrigan were fired.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
What?
Frida.
What I miss about Charlie and Harrigan?
Yeah,
what do you miss about Charlie and Harrigan?
I miss little squirt.
Little squirt. Oh, which one of them did that?
I think it was Charlie.
Now, that was just a voice he did that was just like this.
Yeah, kind of like Johnny Holiday.
Kind of like Johnny Holiday. Little squirt. That was one of their lamest bits.
Yeah.
That was a moment for you, Frida. That was something you treasured and remembered.
I really do miss little squirt.
Well, are you talking about me or are you talking about the bit that they used
to
do?
I still see little squirt every once in a while with you.
All right, honey. You've taken a beautiful moment and you've trashed it. Thank you very much.
All right, guys.
I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, I'm glad to hear that it's all quiet on the Western Front now.
Yeah, for the moment. But that's what they said in Chernobyl, too. We're going to have that radioactive gas floating all over Montgomery County. So whatever you do, don't drink the milk out there today, okay?
Yeah, when anybody on the staff visits your house, they have to take that little radiation meter in their car with them.
Oh, too hot to go there. Hey, Don and Mike. I pulled out a postcard here, incidentally. Hey, Don and Mike, I listen to your madness.
Your madness?
Ooh. Every morning from 7 till 8:30, I could use a second car.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Eric, affidavit?
You read that.
I don't know. It looks like he could work at 7-Eleven.
I think, yeah. Eric, affed. Affed. I think it's Eric Affed.
Well, Eric Affed.
Eric Affed, please pick up your phone and give us a call right now.
Hey, man, 432-928-2, man.
That is the number to call, man. We think you are Affed, you're Egyptian or something like that, Eric.
We give you $105, man.
Eric Affed, man.
And the key, that could start a $34,000 camel.
Camel.
From WAVA.
Oh, what a treat that is, man.
Real leather interior. It's 11 minutes after 7 o'clock, man.
Do yourself a favor. Go to Goodyear.
15 past 7 at WAVA. Sunny with a high today, 46, 34 right now. Another fantastic look back at Charlie and Harrigan 1 year later. But first, here is Kim Boomer Anderson, or as I used to call you, Kimberly.
Yeah.
Here's Kimberly Anderson.
I used to call Kim.
Yeah, Kimberly.
They were formal with me.
Yeah.
Dad. Stravagant Day brought
you
back.
Old enough to be your dad.
Yeah, man.
Old enough to be your grandfather.
Traffic update brought to you by Goodyear. You'll find some slow traffic now inbound on the Shirley Highway from Lorton, getting up through Springfield, headed to the Beltway, and slow inside of the Beltway from Duke, headed up towards Seminary Road, and down at the Wilson Bridge, inner loop approach. Expect delays back before Livingston Road, and also slow up in Montgomery County on the outer loop before Colesville Road, over towards the Temple area. I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
Thank you, Kim. 15 past 7. Now we have a little Charlie and Harrigan treat that even Don and Mike haven't heard before. We need Frank, our producer, to set this up for us. Frank?
Yeah, well, I'm sort of... I feel like the Charlie and Harrigan historian this morning.
Go ahead, Frank.
But I did go through the archives, and I found a sales piece that Charlie and Harrigan produced for radio salesmen to take out on the street. And when you're, let's say, someone is trying to sell advertising to a client, mm-hmm. they say, here's our morning show, and here's why our morning show should be your spokesman.
Then they would just start
and then
the
they
tape?
Just play the tape, yeah.
So this is supposed to show how good they are for
exactly. No,
for
they
sales.
They put a lot of work into this, so they did this themselves.
This is something they did seriously.
They did seriously.
All right, let's listen now. Why you should buy time on the Charlie and Harrigan show.
Well, hello, everybody. We're Charlie and Harrigan. New act from San Diego, new to the town, and really excited to be here. Charlie, perhaps you better explain why we'd like to be this person's representative.
Oh, sure. I'd be happy to. Charlie and Harrigan, an act that's been together for about 15 years on radio. We've been in a whole lot of markets across the country, from New York to San Diego, with stops in between in Houston and Dallas and in Cleveland. We've always prided ourselves on being able to do an enthusiastic sales job for our beloved sponsors, and we'd really like to be your spokesman. Whatever the product happens to be, we really think we can help you move them, your merchandise, and we really think we can kind of help smooth out whatever your problem areas are.
I think the best example right now for you to know how successful we've been is to get some of the personal testimonials that things that people have said about us.
I would have kicked them out by now. Is it take your cassette and get out of here?
Who would you go to first?
Well, I think we ought to, for you automobile dealers, if you're an automobile dealer and you're thinking of possibly using us and our expertise to sell your product and to help you draw the crowd, why don't we use that tape? We got a message from the guy from Dallas.
Oh, the Volvo dealer.
Billy Bob's Volvo down in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
I think Billy Bob can attest to what we do as well as anyone.
This is from the Mile of Cars, Dallas, Texas. Billy Bob's Volvo. And Billy Bob himself.
He
also
didn't tell him about the turbos?
No, I think he did in there. But we were that successful, believe it or not, with that gentleman. Yeah. Who else?
How about Sophie's Clothes? Remember the lady in Cleveland? We handled
it. You believe this?
Yeah.
Male, female, whatever. We certainly did a great job for Sophie.
People actually bought commercials for this, too.
Papangi, kick us, you are the sparkles.
It was a package deal, see. If they wanted to buy afternoon, they had to take morning, too.
That's what I was on in the afternoon.
Man je labai patinka.
I think those are words to live by. We're very proud of that ourselves and very excited about what she had to say. And that's, I think, a good example of what we can do for you. What else would you...
How about a banker? Hey, you're in the banking business?
Mm-hmm.
Have we worked for a banker? We worked for Irving Trust.
In
New York City, and we've got the vice president to tell you what kind of a job.
If you people knew how much money these guys made, I'm serious. You'd be sick to your stomach.
No, that was
the IRS. He's talking about the IRS.
No, that was his interest rates.
Yeah, he's talking the one about us.
No, the one about us here is.
Well, there's a lot of mail in the phone. I have a change.
No, that was home.
This is pretty typical of an average Charlie and Harrigan show.
Absolutely.
When they first came to town, they recorded all these like bits from 1940.
A definitely
we had another one.
And remember, the general manager who hired these guys is our general manager, Alan Goodman.
He'll be speaking later about
that. Yeah, we're going to call Alan later and ask him how this happened.
For instance, how about right here? Right here in town, shortly after we arrived, news that we, of course, had come into town, a lady from Bethesda stopped by, and just this has happened here already, believe it or not.
This is Mrs. Audley Earbore III.
Sit right here.
And a group of concerned citizens and I have formed a committee to have you removed from the airway.
That's not it.
Hold it back. This is comedy.
Yeah.
Is this almost over?
Yeah, please.
We feel the program is not in the very best of taste.
That's not it. No, don't run.
Would this make you buy time on this station?
Wait a minute. I've got it. The general manager of the radio station.
Mr. Goodman.
When he heard that his program director had hired us, said...
I think I'm going to be sick.
Me too.
Right. Yeah. You're the lady from Bethesda. No, we don't want to do that.
That's it. That's the end.
That is really common.
So, you want to buy those commercials now?
Now, we're about your same age. I'm 47. I think my Charlie is 50. And they've hired us to do a job here to turn this around and get the adults. And by the way, the ratings show it. We're doing a super job of it. But we saw this. We saw this HOV. I never liked it to begin with. And I think the whole Virginia thing is ludicrous. You can't have a radar detector. You know, has no one ever fought that?
Come on, man. Learn to talk, all right?
Girl, 20 past 7.
I've been watching you.
Sing it, soul brother.
Brothers are red and violets are blue. I'm going to rock this world for you.
We don't want to infuriate anyone, so note the name says.
The Morning Zoo.
WABA. 24 past 7. Hello.
Howdy. Good morning.
Hi there. What the heck is your name?
My name is Eric Offit, and I'm just a little bit Egyptian. I walk like one.
Do you really walk like an Egyptian?
You bet.
All right, Eric. What do you do for a living, sir?
I'm an attorney.
Are you really an Egyptian attorney? For who?
The attorney. For Mr. Arafat.
For Yasser, that's my Arafat?
Yeah.
Well, listen, we got $105 for you, like you need it.
That sounds great.
And a key that can start a $34,000 Porsche 944F.
Well, that's great. I could use a second car.
I always like to ask Washington lawyers what they're driving. What are you driving right now, sir?
I'm driving a Rolls.
A Rolls Royce. Well, he doesn't need the car.
It kind of rolls and rolls along.
Oh, I get it.
We hope you don't win, sir.
No, we're kidding, you nutty Egyptian. All the old paintings on the... Walk like an Egyptian. Walk like an Egyptian. Egyptian calling. Power 105, WABA.
Walk like an Egyptian. Talk like an Egyptian. Flex your muscles like an Egyptian.
Fantastic.
Rub the oil all over your body so you look like a pharaoh in your big Arnold. I love singing to those songs.
Very good, Arnold. That is fantastic.
Thank you very much. Well, you know, I'm thinking about getting into musicals. After the other day, somebody called and said, Arnold,
Arnold,
you get into musicals like the music. music man, Fiddler on the Roof. I got a few songs that I'm doing now, if I were a rich man.
I was just going to say, I'd love to hear that. Could we hear that one time, Arnold, before we break?
Okay, here we go. This is Arnold from Fiddler on the Roof.
Fiddler on the Roof.
Here we go. If I were a rich man, Scooby Dooby 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 Wah. What do you think of that, huh? I think I really want to do Broadway, do musicals and stuff like that. Sunrise, Sunset, Sunrise. I think I got the musical thing down pat.
This one, you know the song from Cats? The one, Memory.
Oh, midnight, and Arnold is late for dinner, and everybody's staring at him. Not bad, huh? Seriously, I'm taking voice lessons.
That's fantastic. What are you doing here?
I just came in because I wanted to sing, that's all. That's the only reason I'm here. I have no mission in life other than just coming in and singing. I got another one. I got another one.
One more, real quick. We got a break for our sponsor.
76 trombones led the big parade.
All right, hold on a second. 729.
Hi,
right.
I'm Claire.
Get there in style on Presidential.
All right, 7:30, Gertie at WAVA.
Hi, Carrie.
What are you doing?
Is this the little boy at play? Ba-bum, bum, bum.
Hold on a second, Arnold. We got a break for the news with David Haynes, which will be followed by the current events quiz called to Dave Loffenberg on his birthday, Santa Claus, and more Chuck and Huck news. But now, go ahead and introduce him, Arnold, as long as you're in here. Go ahead. In song, introduce David.
Okay, fuck. There's trouble right here in River City, and that stands for D and David Haynes.
David Haynes.
Can you just hear Arnold singing a Michael Jackson song like Billie Jean or Thriller?
Beat it. Get out of my house now. Beat it.
Okay, David, go ahead.
Good morning, Don and Mike and Arnold, and good morning, Washington. Weatherman Bill Kamal calls for a sunny blue sky high of 46 today. I am David Haynes. News on WAVA. Good news from Florida's space place. They made it 4 successes in a row last night for NASA at Cape Canaveral. An Atlas Centaur rocket rocketed up into the star-filled heavens, put a U.S. Navy communications satellite into orbit. The so-called Fleet Sitcom satellite going to provide communications between the president and U.S. military forces worldwide. So what else is new? Computer-designed repairs for your teeth. Maybe the next dental breakthrough. University of Zurich doctors have invented a device that takes three-dimensional pictures of a decayed tooth, feeds that info into a computer, then makes the ceramic filling while you wait. Swiss doctors, University of Zurich. Anne Arundel County. Some high school kids were all bent out of shape over school board plans to ban smoking at Anne Arundel County high schools. So these kids are busy circulating petitions to protest. I got just one message for you. Why don't you frumpy kids who smoke at school put that energy to good use instead of circulating petitions, hit the books and make some grades, learn something. That's what you're there for, to learn, not to puff on cancer sticks. Washington, while you're at work today, President Reagan decides whether to call a special session of Congress to handle the growing investigation of U.S. arms sales to Iran. And finally, an Illinois man has won his challenge of a speeding ticket. That's right. He took the speeding ticket to court and won by telling the judge the speed limit sign was too small. Charles Jacobs of Bellevue, Illinois, doing 48 in a 35-mile-an-hour zone, but said he never saw the speed limit sign. And in court, he produced documents, state documents, outlining what size speed limit signs should have been. They should have been bigger, said the judge. He found the alleged speeder innocent. College basketball last night. GW lost to Howard, 90-85. Mary Washington lost to Newport News, 82-76. Virginia Commonwealth won, 73-64 over Bill and Mary. Washington Bullets play. Milwaukee Bucks Cap Center, 8 o'clock tonight. Capitals still idle. David Haynes, Mark Toast and Coffee Time. 26 in front of 8. Let's get an update on the morning rush, Kim.
Still slow around the area, David. This traffic update brought to you by Presidential Airways. Up in Montgomery County, 270 inbound, slow before 124 off and on, getting down to the...
Power 105
WAVA. 752, Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara. Remembering 1 year ago today.
Oh, weren't they wonderful?
Charlie Brown and Irv Harrigan. Fired by WAVA Radio so that Don and Mike could take over the morning zoo and save this limping radio station.
Charlie and Harrigan.
A special morning for us, and we hope that you're enjoying it. Super!
Can you play the new Oinko Boinko song?
Yes, sir, I'd be glad to. Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Have you ever thought about becoming a program director of a radio station?
No, why?
Never mind. Thank you.
No. I'd like to, yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, that is funny. That's what I call comedy. Oh, boy.
Those guys were ruling the airwaves a year ago today, and we'll talk to the man who hired them and then fired them next. Call him the big guy.
Yep.
Alan Goodman of Reston, Virginia?
Yes, it is.
What is your favorite radio station?
WAVA.
Who are your favorite DJs?
Don and Mike.
Very good.
I'm glad.
Let's welcome him now. We affectionately call him Shifty, ladies and gentlemen.
Alan Goodman.
Alan Shifty Goodman, the man who hired Charlie and Harrigan and then, wise enough to realize his mistake, fired them.
Well, that's right, Don. For the record, it should be noted that I was entirely responsible for hiring Charlie and Harrigan.
You're an honest man, Alan. We appreciate that.
However, it should be noted that with that very same brilliance and that very same dynamic perceptiveness, that's what brought me to an airplane to fly out to Chicago, Don, and hire you. And that same perceptiveness also got me to put you in morning drive time. And along with Smokey's help, that same perceptiveness got us to put Mike O'Mara in with you as a partner.
Oh, boy. Alan, you sound nervous. Are you nervous being on with us?
Well, I'm never on the air.
Well, you're on with us every morning. So we're having a nice tribute today, and we're playing some of Charlie and Harrigan's best bits.
I know, and I was thinking, what was the most memorable occasion with Charlie and Harrigan? And I was thinking of that remote broadcast in Reston, Virginia, when we went to the Reston Petting Farm.
The Petting Farm.
Oh, the Petting Zoo. Yes, I remember that.
And for some reason, there was this... this rooster that took a liking to Harrigan.
Oh, God,
and
yeah.
And that very same perceptiveness caused me to go out and spend $12 to buy that rooster.
Yes, I remember. Brewster, the rooster.
Right.
$15 for a cage and a 50-pound bag of rooster feed that's still in the radio station.
And we actually had the rooster in the studio with us.
Right in the studio all day.
For about a week.
For about a week.
Kept quiet.
For about a week. Until the big bosses came into town one day.
That's right.
And that's when the rooster was gone.
He insisted that we get that damn rooster, to use the expression, out of the studio.
All right, Alan. Well, we just wanted to call and rub it in a little bit. That's
you
all.
Did.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
See you later. Ladies
Alan
and gentlemen.
Goodman.
Alan Shifty Goodman. He's our boss.
Come on. Get out of my office or I'll get Smokey back.
Oh, anything but that, please. David Haynes, news coming up in a minute or so. On WAVA 759.
Prices do not include tax, license, transportation options, or other regionally required equipment.
Thank you very much. I'm Larry J.B. Robb, the Diamond Man.
Yeah, so there's nothing like a diamond at the holiday season. Yes, it's a wonderful item. Yes, right.
Now it's almost 8 o'clock at WAVA. Back to more of the Don and Mike Show right after David Haynes in the news time.
News time.
Dave, he's a diamond in the rough.
Don and Mike, you haven't asked me what I thought of the Charlie and Harrigan radio
get
program.
To you in just a few minutes, David,
okay.
But now it's time for the news. I'm Larry J.B. Robb, the Diamond Man.
College seniors may face a new kind of test after graduation. A congressman charged with pushing and shoving. What may help women with PM syndrome? Bill Kamal's forecast for the Redskins-Giants game. Good morning, Washington. I am David Haynes, News Comment, 105W, ABA. Uh-oh. A U.S. congressman in hot water, Congressman Henry Gonzalez of Texas, says yes, he did shove a 40-year-old patron at a restaurant after the customer called the congressman a communist. Those are fighting words, says Congressman Gonzalez. So the man's filed assault charges against Congressman Henry Gonzalez of Texas. Prince William County will want to know that Potomac High School football player Charles Coles, age 16, died during last Saturday's high school football game.
A difficult-to-detect heart defect caused his death. It's called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, a disease of heart muscles that usually shows no symptoms. College seniors, after you graduate, go to get a job. Don't be surprised if your employer has you take a drug test. New Michigan State U survey finds most companies in the USA consider drug screening ethical. In fact, 20% of employers surveyed now test new college grads for drug use. Those who use and abuse cocaine, more evidence out that shows cocaine is not good for you. New issue, New England Journal of Medicine reports using cocaine, even in small amounts, even only occasionally, can cause heart attacks, strokes, sex problems, miscarriages. Even first-time users of cocaine can suffer a fatal heart attack or stroke at any age, even 20, 25, 30. Death times two on I-95 up near Laurel last night. Truck driver killed when a semi crashed into a car parked on the shoulder of I-95 near Van Dusen Road near Laurel. The big truck spun around, tumbled down embankment, jackknifed on its side. The dead truck driver is from North Carolina. Now, the woman who was sitting in the car parked on the shoulder of I-95, she's from Silver Spring, Marion Welsh, age 37, hospitalized, PG General, condition critical. Now, the second death on I-95 happened 2 hours later after that first accident, when the driver of a car crashed into the rear of an 18-wheeler that was slowing down for the traffic backup from the first accident. No name yet on victim number two. Medical, women suffering premenstrual mood swings, headaches, cramps, daily doses of thyroid may help. Details, New England Journal of Medicine.
Where can I buy some of that? Mass quantity. I mean, I don't want a little. I want to, like, be the major thyroid investor in this country.
Maybe one of your listeners knows. WAVA, taking care of business. By now you know. Latest U.S. companies pulling out of South Africa. Honeywell, Revlon. That makes 61 U.S. companies that have pulled out of South Africa the past 2 years. And get a load of this. The new community hospital in Wentzville, Missouri. The new community hospital there, when it opens, hospital workers are not going to be allowed to smoke. They're not going to be allowed to smoke on the job at the hospital, nor at home. With one exception. Doctors. You figure it out. On the hardboard courts of the NBA. I'll tell you, if I had a doctor who smoked, I'd get rid of him real quick. Not a very smart doctor. On the hardboard courts of the NBA, Washington Bullets play. Milwaukee Bucks Cap Center tonight. Tip off at 8. On ice, Capitals idle last night and tonight. Redskin Dexter Manley going to be coming up in a short, but I hear here he says Sunday's showdown with the Giants is bigger than the Redskins' rivalry with Dallas. David Haynes, burnt toast and coffee time. Now 8:05, 5 after 8. It's Friday! Man, how's the Friday morning rush, Kim?
It's also slow in Virginia, David. This traffic update brought to you by Town and Country Montgomery Knoll Apartments. You'll slow on the Virginia Interloop at about Braddock Road up to 236, Little River Turnpike, and also approaching I-66. And the Shirley Highway inbound still has some delays from Newington getting up through Springfield inside of the Beltway at Duke Street, also approaching the 14th. Living space at the Montgomery Knoll Apartments means superior lifestyle and lots of room. Located just off 270 in Gaithersburg, convenient to that great Washington lifestyle. Move in now, and December rent is free. Call 977-0007. I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
Don't broadcast this, but I hear here that tickets to that Skins-Giants game Sunday are now selling for as much as $250. Well, let's get the what they used to call a million-dollar weekend forecast for that Redskins-Giants game with WAVA Arlington, Washington weather meteorologist Bill Kamal.
I paid $275. It's going to be nice and cool at the game at RFK, David. Partly cloudy, about 45 at kickoff time. There shouldn't be any kind of adverse weather. That should hold off until Sunday night or Monday. Today and tomorrow, pretty slow, uneventful, sunshine mostly, and look for highs each day in the 40s. Clear tonight, overnight lows should be in the 20s, but some teens in the suburbs. For WAVA, I'm Bill Kamal.
Sunny blue skies this morning, winds out of the southwest at 5. Temperatures, BWI 35, Dulles 34, National 34. 34!
Fun-loving degrees.
At 6 after 8, 8:06, I am David Haynes. News, comment, Power 105 W.
You couldn't guess what I am now. I'm a zit.
AVA.
Thank you, Dave. I am not John Belushi.
And I'm not Flounder.
W-A-V-A. 8:06 with Don and Mike on your station for the Power Porsche 944S. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You a birthday girl?
Yes, I am.
How old are you?
I'm 31.
Hard wooden chair nearby?
Yes, and I want my birthday spanking.
All right, drop trowel. Bend over. Here we go. You ready?
You give her the first 10, Don.
I'm ready.
Were you born ready?
Yes.
One.
Oh!
Two.
Oh!
Three, four, five, six, eight, nine, ten. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
I have a birthday request.
Go if you want to go.
It's too late. We're out of time.
Stay if you want to stay. All I need.
105 WAVA on compact disc. Mike and the Jugheads, it's 9 after 8. I'm Donald P. Geronimo.
And I'm Mike O'Mara.
Happy Friday to you. We, of course, not very happy because we're fat.
We are white.
We are Catholic.
And we are sick about it.
We're going to try to work on it this weekend. Mm-hmm. Sunny today with a high 46, 34 outdoors right now. We'll have another winning name coming up for Power Porsche. Number 3.
Sometimes referred to around here as the Bad Red Ride.
And more Redskins tickets. We have more tickets for the game this weekend with the New Jersey Giants. Mm-hmm. I think we'll let Dexter give them away again this morning, just like he did yesterday.
I think that's a good idea.
Dexter's choice. Speaking of number 72. Hi, big boy.
Good morning.
Dexter Manley. How are you doing this morning?
Dexter Manley from the Redskins. His report brought to you by Seidel Chevrolet.
Sorry, I just got through hanging Phil Sims out on the clothesline.
There you go. That's
hey,
the
Dex,
attitude.
First off, congratulations. Dexter was NFL Defensive Player of the Month of November. Congratulations to Dexter Manley.
Thank you, thank you. Look, Dexter, want to say good morning.
Well, put little Dexter on the phone.
That little knucklehead, I'll tell you.
He's running away now?
Let me tell you what he did yesterday.
What did he do?
It was so dangerous. My wife was sitting in the kitchen, and he grabbed her purse and said, bye-bye. Okay, he said bye-bye. Next thing she knows, she didn't hear anyone. He walked out the front door. He was way up the street. She's sitting in the kitchen with his pajamas on. She looks outside. She sees the Dexter up the street.
Just walking around with her purse?
Yeah, up the street with her purse. Probably about bye-bye.
He probably wanted to go shopping or something like that.
Good thing that there were no car keys laying around or anything. See you later, Daddy. Hop into your Bronco. Oh, listen, Mr. D, let me tell you now. Let's talk about the Giants. The game Sunday.
Well, I tell you, the game comes Sunday. What the Redskins are going to have to do, what we're going to have to do, is really we have to run the football. George Rogers is going to have to run with a lot of authority. And I think if we do that, we can nullify the New York Giants. Most teams can't run the ball against the Giants, but I do think that we can do that. Second of all, I think that what we're going to have to do is stop Phil Sims. Phil Sims throws for 388 yards against the 49ers. Yeah. Let me tell you, that's no fluke because Phil Sims is one of the top quarterbacks in the National Football League. Third most important thing is that Gary Clark burnt their corners last time. I think that if we can open up with the running the football and then get them off balance thinking that we're going to run, I think that Jay Schrader and company can definitely hit Gary Clark with the wide outs. And we're looking for a big day come Sunday. And another thing is I think that what we're going to have to do defensively, we're going to have to get the Phil Sims. By getting the Phil Sims, it's another sack, Jack.
Another sack,
yeah.
Jack, for
all
Dexter,
right.
Who's already got like 17 and a half this year.
Yeah, well, and we need all the fans out there hollering. You know,
I don't think you're going to have to worry, Dexter. I don't think there's going to be too many tickets that people are going to be selling on the day of the game.
I'm telling you, this is going to be. This is. I have chills right now. I am
this.
So excited.
You know, I get excited too. And is there anything greater, Dexter? Really, it must be quite a rush for you on the field when everybody in there starts yelling like during that Dallas game when we were just killing them so bad.
I tell you, honest to God, that is no. That is the best feeling in the world. Yeah. I mean, I can't even explain it.
You know what I'd like to ask you?
I mean, seeing too many chills, it can get so emotional that you can cry.
You know, I've always thought, of course, I was a
an all-state football player at Magruder and recruited by the University of Nebraska and drafted in the first round by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Hey, I bet you play in and guard.
I did play linebacker, as a matter of fact.
No, in and guard.
And. Oh, you making a fat joke? That's
no,
funny.
You sit on the end of the bench and you guard the water.
Yeah, listen. What I wanted to know is, what's it like to score a touchdown? When you scored that touchdown against the Vikings?
Oh, that was a great feeling. I mean, that's every defensive lineman dream. But the most important thing is that I was in the right place at the right time to help that football team to win. So it was a great feeling, and I'm just glad that I did it.
And prediction?
I saw Dexter last night on Channel 9, and you love this, don't you? This is your time right now, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm having a good time. You know, first of all, we're winning, and, you know, I'm playing pretty good. I think that's the most important thing.
I agree. Prediction on the game? You want to give us one for Sunday?
You know, I'm not in prediction, but I guarantee we're going to win, because I'm going to tell you, we're going to lay it on the line. That's the only way we're going to lead. I can speak for defense, a couple of defensive players. Let me tell you, they're going to have 6-7 stretches out there, because that's the only way we're going to lead the game.
All right, Dex. Listen, we want you to give away some more tickets. Will you do that in a second?
Let's do it.
Okay, hold on 1 second. We've got to play our spots. We'll come right back. That's Dexter Manley, his Redskins report, brought to you by Seidel Chevrolet. We'll be right back, Dex.
Okay.
Hold on a second, because I didn't want Dexter to be involved in this. I'm going to read this news item that came over the wire.
Okay, go ahead.
Green Bay Packers defensive line coach Fred Hoglund is not backing down from his comments that Redskins defensive tackle Dave Butts has a head that, quote, looks like a big pumpkin, unquote. Hoagland was quoted in Green Bay as saying that Dave Butts is not fast enough to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big man. Now, this guy refuses to back down about these comments. He was asked about the pumpkin remark.
Yeah.
And he told the New York Daily News, well, he does have a head that looks like a big pumpkin.
Oh, no.
We want to say good luck to the big pumpkin this weekend at RFK.
The great pumpkin.
We'll be giving away those Redskins tickets in a couple of minutes.
You call me Mr. D. You call me Mr. Manley.
Dexter Manley for Seidel Chevrolet.
You need a car, so what you gonna do? You got to have a Chevy, because that's the car for you. Hey, take it from me, Mr. Manley. See Seidel Chevrolet, and you can drive away.
Today's Chevrolet is waiting for you at Seidel Chevrolet. From the sporty new Chevy Nova to the elegance and style of Chevrolet's classic Caprice, Seidel Chevrolet has what you need in stock and ready to go. And because of the great trade-in deals Seidel gives, you always find a large selection of super clean used cars. So do yourself a favor and stop in Seidel Chevrolet today.
Hey, take it from me, Mr. Manley. You said they are Chevrolet and you can drive away.
Today! Joan Rivers.
18 minutes after 8 o'clock, sunny today with a high 46.
Zoo temperature.
What is that zoo temp? 37. Now here's Kim Anderson.
This traffic update brought to you by Presidential Airways. Couple of late accidents with us in Virginia. One in Drainsville and Drainsville Road and Park Avenue to watch out for. Another accident at Richmond Highway and Belvoir Road. Has police on the scene. And it's still slow on the Shirley inbound from Newington, getting up inside of the Beltway to Edsel Road and also approaching the inbound 14th. And yet another accident in Laurel now. 197 and Route 198. I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
Don't you ever forget it. You are special to me, Kim.
Oh.
Now, 19 past 8. Hey, Dexter.
Hello.
You're special to me, too.
So are you.
I learned that from Mr. Rogers. Bart loves Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, you are special. I'm memorized just like him. I'm hypnotized by it. I go, I am special.
And I just want to say that cardigan sweater looks really nice on you
today.
Thank
you very much. 19 past 8.
Have you all told the fans what kind of sweater he likes wearing the most?
Oh, I have a Chicago Bears sweater because I used to live in Chicago. But Dexter, you know I love the Redskins.
Yeah, you do. I will admit.
However, Mike O'Meara is another story. But
no, we're not going to talk
Mike,
about that.
Mike
no,
and Alan Goodman are big Giants fans. They're closet fans.
That's all right, though. Mike's from that area.
Yeah.
What's little Dexter doing?
But I have to admit, this weekend I'll be pulling for the Redskins.
Come on.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure, Dexter. And only for one reason, number 72.
Oh, you're the greatest, man. You're the greatest,
I'm
Michael Mara.
Dexter knows I like him.
19.
And you know, if you don't pull for the Redskins, you'll be sucking on soup
bones. 19 past 8, what I've been trying to say. Dexter, just pick somebody at random here to win the Hyatt Regency package. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Dexter. This is Susan Reinick. How you doing?
Fine, Susan.
Good. Hey, listen, what do you anticipate happening this weekend other than winning, of course?
Well, that's all we anticipate happening. Oh, I'll tell you another thing we're anticipating, that hopefully we can get Phil Sims to the ground 3 or 4 times.
Yeah. 3 sacks, yeah.
So how about it, Dex? Is this the winner? Do we move on?
Let's move on.
Let's move on. Don't take it personally.
Dex.
I'm sorry. Hello, the Morning Zoo.
Hello, Dexter.
Hello.
Hi, this is Nancy Gibbs.
Nancy Gibbs?
I just want to know how much you really intimidate the people on the front line.
Are you related to Joe Gibbs?
No, I'm not.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, we all breathed a heavy sigh of relief.
If I was, I wouldn't need tickets.